number of years ago, we got a call in the office from someone with a deep Southern accent who said to me that I need to complete my conversion. So I said, what do you mean you need to complete? Did you start already? He said, well, yeah, I already took care of the circumcision. I just need to finish it off. So I said, who took care of the circumcision? They said, I did it myself, like Abraham. So we'll see whether Abram actually did that, maybe subject to my focus, but what he definitely could have said is I did it myself like Jethro. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Atzadi Dalet Amid Aleph about the third long line down, in the middle of the line, Vayichad Yisro, Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Shehavir Cherev Chada Albitzaro. What's Vayichad? A funny word. That he took a knife and used it. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the bottom of the first column, Cherefada, Shemalath Asmo Vinifgayer, that Yisrael was mal himself as part of his Geirut process. Then Shmuel says the more, well, we're more familiar with, Rashi quotes it, Nasa Chidudim Chadudim, Kalbasari, had a lot of goosebumps. Fine. But according to Rav, the way Rashi explains, Yisrael was mal himself with Shem Geirut. Okay, problem is, that seems to be against a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the fourth page of Mar Makomos, about 15 lines down, the Gemara has Itmar, Minai Lamila Ba'ovik Achadim Sheep Tula. How do we know that if a Nachri performs with Mila? The Rabbah may be attached to see much more. The Yochanan Yimol and Rav Nafkamina is between the Psukim. So you see that a Nachri can perform Mila. The Saman is doing Mila on himself as part of Geirus. At the moment, he's doing the Mila, he's still a Nachri. So how could that be effective? The exact parameters of Mila's Nachri, I think we've discussed this in the past. Bidiyevit is Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. Turn a few more pages. In Hilchas Mila, the beginning of Reis Samach Dalet, Mechaber Paskins, Hakol Kisherim Lama Lafilu Evet Isha Vakatan, Ar Yisrael Shemesu Acham Achas Mila, fine. Aval Ovek Achavim, Afilu Humaho Lo Yimo Klal. The Immal, Ein Sarach Lachser Vilamo Pam Shenis. The Mechaber Paskins, that Bidi Evet, like the Rambam, Bidi Evet, a Mila performed by an Achri, is valid. Hagah, Yesh Amin says Ramah, the Chayavim Lachsel Hati Benadabris, the Chayneker. And no, even B'di'evan, Mila's Nachri is insufficient, and it requires a tikkun of Hatafa. Fine. So how could it be that Yisra was Mal himself to Shein Geirus if he was still a Nachri at that point? Now it happens to be, there are other indications that maybe Nachri could be Mal himself to Shein Geirus. For example, some point out the Gemara of Adazar Daf Yudam and Beis has a mice of Ketiah Bar Shalom, who sounds like, the Gemara says he was Nafal al Reshe the Arlasa Kata, that he cut off his Arla. So the Achronim point out, the Sefer Mishnah Sagari points this out, and Rabbi Karl Bach Chavetzel Sasharon, that's a machlokas we showed him how to understand that mice of Ketiah Bar Shalom was that a Mila L'Shem Geirus or not. Machlokas between the Yereim Simon Yutes, the Rikanti Simon Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches. And then Tosas here in the Daf Yudam Beis goes to Yerushalmi in the beginning of Megillah, similar Maisa of Antoninus, where the Gemara seems to relate that Antoninus was upset at the prospect of not being able to partake in the Sudasa Shal Livyasan at the right point in time. And he was mal himself, it sounds like L'Shem Geirus, in order to be able to partake in the Sudas Livyasa. Okay. But more critically, as our southern friend pointed out, what about Avram Avinu? So there is a Pirkei de Blazer, Mishnah Sager points out, Pirkei de Blazer, Perek Lamed Aleph, I think, that Malki Tzedek was the one who performed the Mila on Avram Avinu. Malki Tzedek, who was Shem, Ben Noach, who had a status to the extent that there was any status of being a Ben Bris at that point in history, Shem Malki Tzedek would have been that person, and maybe he was the one who performed the Mila on Avram Avinu because he was a bar bris or a mitzvah bedarit to the extent that anyone was, so maybe he was the best candidate. But if you look at the Mefarshim on Chumash, that's not what they assume. They assume that Avram Avinu did the bris himself, although the exact chronology may be a subject of dispute. But take a look in the Marmar Kamos of Sukkim at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. So let's work backwards and start with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the last paragraph in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Pesukim say, V'chol Anshei Beiso Yilid Bayis Mipnas Kasem Eis Ben Eichar Nimolu Ito, says the Or HaChaim, Oy Dichavin Lomar Al Derech Omim Zal Himol Yimol, Shetzarech Hamal Shiyahu Atzma Nimol, that in order for a person to perform Mila, he has to be a Nimal himself. V'zeu sha'amar kasher diberito, perish, shekadim hu amal atma t'chila, v'achar kach mal acherim, that Avraham Avinu performed Mila on himself first, because otherwise how could he have been mal other people if he wasn't himself a Nimal? So he had to be a Nimal in order to be mal others. V'kifizeh lo kasher lama lo hisker akasim milas Avram, right, the Pasuk just says that all the members of Avram Avinu's household were Nimal. Doesn't say that he was Nimal. Because he was Nimal first, for two reasons. Beimitzad is Rizos, showed Asmacha, okay. Beimitzad, Kadesh Yimal Asam Kalacha, Asher Sivo She Himal Yimal. That he had to be Nimal himself in order to be Mal the others. Okay, so Or HaChaim assumes that Avram Avinu was Mal himself, and then, once he was himself an Imol, he was able to be Mal, the Anshei Bayis. Look at the Ramban has a different chronology. I'll go back to the previous page. V'ein tam Nimol Avraham, she Nimol hu b'tchila. Snapshot that Avraham was Mal himself first, or Nimol first. Aval Yishmael b'no Nimol m'tchila ha'b'nei b'esa. No, the other members of the household, they were Nimolim first. Chikain Kosov, Vaikach Avram es Yishmael beno, Ves kol Yulidei beso, V'acharikain Avram ben Tishim Tesha Shana b'imolo. If you read the Pesukim in order, so there's no reference, the first reference to Mila is to the Mila of Yishmael and the Yulidei beso. There's only a reference to Avram Vino later on. V'atam, Ki Avram Nizdariz b'mitzvah samila shalahem t'chila umal osam hu ba'atzma. Oh, Shazimi lehem Molim Harbev who Amir Olam. So either he did all the milas himself, or he had a whole committee of Molim, and he was just supervising to make sure they did it right. V'acher kach malas atzmo. Why? She'ilu hikdim milaso yachola mesukan ba menezik naso v'lo yachol ishtadu b'milaso. Had Avraham Avinu the Nimal first, then he would have been unable, due to the physical constraints posed by the Mila, to effectively be mal the other people. Okay, so again, the Or HaChaim says that Avram had to have been Nimal first, because otherwise how could he have been Mal others if he wasn't himself a Nimal? And the Ramban says, no, the others were Nimal him first, for a technical reason that had Avram been Nimal himself first, he wouldn't have been able to supervise adequately because of the pain that the Mila would have engendered. Chasson Sofer, in his Chidushim Ala Torah, here in the end of Parashat Lech Lecha, makes the following comment based on this Ramban. It sounds like he doesn't quote the Or HaChaim, but it sounds like that premise of the Or HaChaim should have been correct. In order to be Mal others, don't you have to be a Nimal yourself? Says the Chasson Sofer, Avraham Avinu Shamal Kol B'nei Beiso Terem Shamal Atzmo Kama Shekasa Ramban Kasha Huaya Arel Veich Mal Osaz. How is that effective if he was himself an Arel at the time that he was Mal the others? Tzarech Lomar the Kaimalan, Yisrael Arel Shu Bal Bris, Dino Kamal, that even if he himself is an Arel, or even if Yav Yisrael is an Arel, but if he's Mitzuvan Mila, he is considered to be a Mal Lagabe, being a Bar Mila to be Mal others. The Nachri Mal Dino Karel. If you have a Nachri, even if the Nachri is Gamalt, he has a din of an Arel. If you have Yisrael, even if he's an Arel, he has a din of a Nemo. Avraham Avinu, Misha, Shekibel, Atma, Lakayim, Mrs. Mila, Havale, Baal, Bris, V'dino kamaho, v'shaber yachal lamo kol b'nei besu. So as long as he was considered a mitzuvah, mechuyev davar, and that's enough to allow him to be mal others, even if technically he wasn't yet nimol himself. That's how the Chasam Sofer explains the Ramban. Let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, the end of the Marmakomos. Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Mila, mitzvah Beis, Os Yudalid, in the second paragraph. Says the Minchas Chinuch, B'nir HaPashit. The Ger Shabbalis Gayer, Eina Rashai Lama La'atma. So the starting assumption is that if a Ger comes to be Megayer, he can't be Mal himself. So Gavis is only completed at the time of Tevilah. The time of Mila, he's still a Nachri. He's not a Bar Chiyuv. So how could he effectively be Mal himself? That's the starting assumption. Ach, the Shita Saposke Milchus Gerim did Tevilah V'achakach Mila Nami Mahani Bager. But if you hold that the Seder of Mila and Tevilah is Nama Akev, Im Tavo Mikodem Efshar the Rashi Lama Batma. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Take a look back a couple of pages. Reisai Mechetz and Hilchos Geirus Se'if Gimel. That's the Machlokas Tosfos in the fourth paragraph of Yomus and the Rambam, maybe the Rif. A bit of a question what the Rif actually holds. But the Mechaber writes, Se'if Gimel, Kolin Yana Yager, Bein Lodiya Mitzvah Sekabel and Bein Amila, Bein Atfila, Tzarech Shiyu B'Gimel, Shem Ladunu B'Yom. They require Bezdin Lichachila for all aspects of Mila. One second, no, that's not where I want to be. I'm sorry, I want Sif Aleph, which I don't have here. Sorry. So in Sif Aleph, that's another... Yeah, I'm sorry. So I have the wrong sif here. Reis Hamachas Sif Aleph, different Malchlokas Rishonim, also the Bali Tosos and the Rambam, whether the Seder of Mila Tvila is Ma'akev. So it says the Minchas Chinuch that if the Seder is not Ma'akev, and if you could perform Tvila prior to Mila, they could have a situation where he's Tovel Hashem Geres first, then the last thing between him and being a full-fledged Jew is the Mila. So then he can do the Mila, and that's Gita V'yadah Bam Kachas. So maybe then, if he's Tovel first, and then he does the Mila, so at the moment that he's doing the Mila, he becomes Jewish. So that's all Gita V'yadah Bam Kachas, and that would be effective. That's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. Oh, Im Avar Umal, Ein Tzarech La'atav Es Dam Bris. Or maybe you would say that if he did the Mila, even though he shouldn't have, you don't need a tafa, after a dying guy, the notion of Gita V'yado Bam Kachas. So again, the starting assumption is that a ger can't do Mila Satsma because he's not Jewish yet, but if you hold that the Seder is not Ma'akev, even though L'chachila, you're supposed to do the Mila first, but if you didn't, and he did the Tefillah and then the Mila, that would be effective. Gita V'yada Ba'an Ka'achas. Fine. And the footnote here in the fancy edition points out that Me'iri is Beferish, the Me'iri on Daf Memhein Yavamis Mehemet Beis is Beferish, like the Muskal Rishon of the Minchas Chinuch, that a ger cannot perform Mila on himself as part of the Geirus process. The Sefer Mishnah Sager, Rabbi Moshe Klein, Menashe Klein's son, points out that according to Minchas Chinuch, it's conceivable that as far as Avraham Avinu is concerned, before Matan Torah, so maybe everyone would agree that Milas Atzmo could work for Geirus because there was no institution of Tevila yet. The notion of Geirus had required Tevila, that's a Matan Torah innovation. That was later in history. But at the time of Avraham Avinu, whatever Geirus meant in the Yimei HaAvos, which we touched on briefly earlier this year, whatever Geirus meant, the only technical component was Mila. So then, if there's no Tevila in the picture, then maybe everyone could agree, even if when you do have tefillah milah, the seder is makiv, but when all you have is milah, so then everyone could say, Gita v'yadam bam kachas. And then he points out there's a piece in the Ragachavar, Safnas Paneach Madura Tinyana, page Mem Gimel, who says that maybe there's another perspective over here, that just like in Hilchos Shechita, the man da amr yeshna l'shkita mitchila v'asof. So yeshna l'shkita mitchila v'asof means that there is a continuum. So maybe geirus is a continuum also. That tefillah and milah are part of a continuum. So even if you did the milah first and then the tefillah, but once you're nipa l'shem geirus, so then you're considered to be kasha l'mafreya to allow that milah that you already did before you were fully Jewish to be effective. The derech hamashal of yeshan l'shkita mitchila v'asof. Or Rabbi Karlbach points out in the Chavetzelis HaSharon that maybe it's like the Rashba is really the literature of a mal v'lo tavol, whether a person who is mal v'lo tavol should be mechuyev to keep Shabbos, mutter to keep Shabbos, aser to keep Shabbos. So in that discussion, there is something like the Binyan Tzion of the notion of a nemo l'shem geirus before tefillah being yasam l'chala akam l'chala yisrael l'ba, some kind of a quasi status where he's not a full nachri but not a full yisrael yet. So there is a lashon l'rashba that seems to reflect that the Rashba in ayin aleph in Yevamos diber maskal ela that b'lashon l'rashba become makom for hiskel v'nichnas kitzas v'das yehudis. That he's already a little bit in the Jewish religion, that all that's left is tefillah. So if you have that notion, so maybe once he did the milah, even if he hasn't done the tefillah yet, he's still a little bit of Yisrael, maybe that's enough to be machshir that milah done l'shem geirus, even if he hasn't yet done the tefillah. Okay. The Marsha, take a look back. The Marasha and the Akumari that we started with in Sanhedrin is bothered by the following. Giver Maskel Shehavir Cherev Chad, that's the towards the end of the second column on page Kuf Gimel. Pish Rashi Shemalas Atzmo, the Ikala Medak, Deheach Lo Haya Yisrael Nimo Kvar. 1 second. Why did Yisrael have to do Mila at all? Wasn't he already gemalt? Sharei mimidyan haya. He was a midyani. Umidyan b'mnei ketura havu. Shechayavin b'mila. Kenemucha perek dalid misos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin nun tes. So, what was the need for Yisro to do mila at all? Wasn't he b'mnei ketura who were chayavim b'mila anyway? So that happens to be, he alludes to it, he references the Rambam, that happens to be machlokas we showed him. What are the parameters of Nilas B'nei Keturah? Take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, then Tassim and Vez. So Rashi writes, that halfway through the short lines in Rashi, B'nei Keturah, first word on the line, then Tassim and Vez in Sanhedrin. Who are the B'nei Keturah that are Chayavim and Nila? Osan Shisha Shenoldu L'Avraham. So the actual first generation B'nei Keturah, those sons of Avraham who were born to Keturah, Hein Atzman, so when we talk about B'nai Keturah being in the next Rashi, L'Rabbis B'nai Keturah, Osam Shisha Levadam V'lo Zaram Aval Avram Nitzav L'chol Noladim La. So the Tzivui of Mila for B'nai Avram, that was the Dori Doros. The Tzivui of Mila for B'nai Keturah, that was only for the first generation B'nai Keturah, not for their progeny. So according to Rashi, it's of no relevance. It was a limited, one-time historical chiyuv that was not ledoros. But if you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Melachim Halacha Ches, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Amr Chachamim Shebnei Keturah Sheim Zara Shel Avram Shebarach Yishmal V'Yitzchak Chayavim B'Mila. So that's a din l'doros, not just for the first generation B'nai Keturah, that's for everyone. So the Marasha says, if you assume like the Rambam, that B'nai Keturah were mechuyavim in mitzvahs mila, so Yisro was from B'nai Keturah, why did he need to do a mila at all? says the Marasha, V'yesh lomar, dil'inyan priya samila ka'amar hacha, shehevir chayrav chado b'sar l'haver tzitzen ma'akvin apriya. The avin lo'avin istavala priya k'disa pergarel. So, b'nei keturah, der mechiyavim v'mila na'priya. Now that Yisra wants to be Jewish, he has to take care of the priya as well.
So, because the cartoon, maybe that's answering
why
it's okay to
have
the
meal
in the first place.
Good. So, we're getting there. Good.
Well, Priya was by Yeshua.
Priya was by Yeshua. Good point. Right, so was there no pre at in advance of Har Sinai? A good point. So the Minchas Chinuch has the following in Os Kaf Gimel in Mitzvah Beis. He writes, "V'nei b'mashak asavnu le'el de'echav b'mnei k'tura hayyuduim shenimulu k'din b'giyusan u'bolis gayir l'chore ein sarachatavis dambris." So, the Minchas Chinuch assumed that if one of the B'nai Keturah comes to Megayir, they don't need to do Hatafa. For L'adami L'aravi Mol, D'sham Einu Nima L'mitzvah K'ena Mitzvah. B'nai Keturah came into Heimitzuvah N'alamila, Efshar D'mila Hahi also lo. So that's what Meir was saying, that for B'nai Keturah, some asked the following. The Marsha answered, he had to do Priya. Why Priya? What about Hatafa? The Mila before wasn't L'shem Geiris. That was whatever Mila he had. Not L'shem Geiris. So why do we should need a Tafa? So Minchas Chinuch assumes that's not correct. That the original Mila, because he is Mitzuvah, because of B'nai Keturah, Mitzuvah Mila, then you don't need a Tafa. Akasavti, the Asher, came into L'Nifru, Afin Nifru, Aloin Mitzuvim, Uli Didan, Mavul Apark, Ila Mal, Imkain Havik, Aravi Mal. But if they didn't do Priya, so then maybe it's an insufficient Mila, and maybe it would even require Hatafa. Then he says, this could be dependent on a Machlokas Rishonim about the Mila that Bnei Levi did in Mitzrayim. The Rashba in Yavama Staff and Government Aleph, Dibra Maskel Shakane Matsinu, writes as follows. A Rambam Kasav Mila Haisab Mitzrayim, Shinamar Kalarela Yochalbo, Malas Amosha Benu, Shakula Butlu Mrs. Mila Biosam Mitzrayim, Chusmisha Levi. So we know that all of Israel except for Levi did not do Mila in Mitzrayim, Sheva Levi did. And we also know that the Mila was a prerequisite for Korban Pesach and for Mamet Har Sinai as part of the Geirus process. So Bnei Levi, who were Nimal long before, did they need to do another Mila or Hatafa in preparation for the Geirus of Mamet Har Sinai or for Hakravas Korban Pesach? Says the Rashba, Lefi Dvarav, Sheva Levi Heitifu Mehen Dabris, Sheilu Lekein, even though Sheva Levi had done Mila beforehand, but they had to do Atafa because the Mila beforehand wasn't L'shem Geiris. For Ramban Kasav, the Kosher Yinimolin, Lo Yitzvichin L'hatif Dambris. Ramban says, no, that if they were Nimol before, they didn't need to do Atafa. So what's that all based on? So the Ritva there is parallel to the Rashba, and the Magi on the Ritva points out, drawing a blank. So Magia points out, Tosis increases Daf Dalim and Aleph Yimasal Dechsev says, why did Bnei Levi not require a Tafa? Shemalu Asam Mitzias Mitzrayim, V'Afa Bisha Osan Shirini Molim May Avram Lo Malu Asam Mitzias Mitzrayim Mikol Makom May Karakis Shemalu Asam Moli Kindness of Bris. That even though the Mila was earlier for Bnei Levi, but that was with the Kavana to be Nechnas of Bris. V'Libadu Mishar Umos. So they didn't need another Tafa because the Mila done earlier was a Mila L'Shem Kenisa lebris. So that sounds like if you have a mila shen knisa lebris, then that is sufficient for milas geiros. So if b'nei ketur were mitzuvah on mila, so that's not a mila l'shem knisas bris, so maybe the b'nei ketur would still require a hatafa. If you assume like the Ramban that the Rashba there quotes, that koshi ni molin lo yitzichon latetan bris, as long as you had a mila at any mila, you don't need a hatafa. So then even if it wasn't l'shem knisas bris, like b'nei ketur, you would need a hatafa. But if you assume like that formulation in Tosin Tzubis, that is dafka mila l'shem knisas bris, that doesn't require a tafa, that could count for geirus. So even though b'nei ketur were mitchuyav in mila, but they weren't, it wasn't a mila l'shem knisas l'bris, and then maybe require a tafa. So that the Michas Chinuch kind of raises in the context, which is the issue of the Marsha. What did Yisrael need to add? Did he need to add the pri and not the tafa? Because there was no need for a tafa because the original mila that he did was a sufficient mila l'shem geirus, or maybe if it wasn't l'shem knisas bris, you would need a hatafa as well.
What happened to your president in the south?
He never followed up.